In last month's midterm elections, Hispanic voters again sided solidly with Democrats. The decades-long trend is increasingly worrisome to Republicans, so in one of several new outreach efforts, former GOP House Speaker Newt Gingrich has started a website. It's called TheAmericano.com, and over the past 2 days, he's used it to host a forum for conservative Hispanics, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Latino population is growing in the U.S. It's projected to total 25% of the country's population by mid-century. In 2008, candidate Barack Obama won 2 out of 3 Latino votes. And this year's big GOP sweep, Democrats still got 60% of the Latino vote. Those numbers are what motivate Newt Gingrich, who opened the Americano Forum yesterday.
Margaret Thatcher used to say, first you win the argument, then you win the vote. Well, in order to win the argument, you have to have an argument. And we have to have a space in which anybody who wants to can pile on, bring ideas, talk about concepts.
350 people attended. They came from businesses, universities, from politics, including Lionel Sosa, a veteran ad exec who has worked on 7 Republican presidential campaigns.
I believe that we are missing a great opportunity. We as Republicans are not really emphasizing what brings us together, and that's conservative values, love of the country, love of family, personal responsibility, hard work, optimism. Those are the things that we should be communicating to Latinos, and we're doing that very poorly.
Most of the attendees call themselves conservatives and Republicans. They're a minority within the Latino community. Gustavo Bujanda is a vice president at a Dallas PR firm.
In being a conservative, I find myself that I also disconnect tremendously with where, at least right now, the Republican Party or large parts of the Republican Party are.
He's talking about immigration and the tough language Republicans often use when debating the issue. Former Colorado congressman and presidential candidate Tom Tancredo's name came up a lot at this conference. This speech is from his 2008 run for the GOP presidential nomination. It is vintage Tancredo.
We see our communities turning into what Theodore Roosevelt called polyglot boarding houses, made up of immigrants who refuse to assimilate and refuse to speak English.
Bujanda says such words, though not representative of Republicans as a whole, send a message about the party.
When I hear members of the extreme right of the Republican Party speak in the language that they do about immigration, I frankly take offense because there's something about me that they don't like.
He says there needs to be outreach to Latino voters, yes, but also to the party itself. The conference featured a lot of such dialogue during formal sessions, but also in hallways and over meals. And despite all the talk of making a positive case for Latinos to embrace Republicans whose core ideals match theirs, there was also plenty of frustration that Democrats are viewed so much more favorably by Latino voters. Again, Lionel Sosa.
I don't think that the Democrats are doing anything right. They certainly haven't delivered on the promise of creating more jobs for Latinos. They have not delivered on the promise of bringing immigration reform up to the forefront. They had a sitting president. They had both houses of Congress. They could have done something, but they did nothing.
This is just one part of an increasingly aggressive GOP push for Latino votes. It's a long-term project, though the party would like to see some dividends as early as 2012. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.